Child. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
We got to goose the WGNRadio.com website a little bit. Photos, more images of WGN Radio's final days in the Tribune Tower. It's not a funeral. It's a real estate deal. Spike Odell will be on later this morning to talk about some memories of working in this historic building.
You know what it's like? I figured it out.
What's
last night. Or in the middle of the night, I'm lying there thinking about the hallways now. I went up to my old office yesterday, which is still being used. And it's like when you are taking the last final in school,
yep,
but everyone else moved out of the dorm like 5 days earlier because their finals were done.
You're
the
last one left. That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy. The paper moves when? Do we know? Do we know when the Tribune leaves?
Pretty soon, I think, but I don't know the date.
At the Sandberg, weren't you on the third floor? Isn't it like a complete, it looks like a hurricane blew through there? It's just a mess of boxes and debris.
So I think I was on the fourth floor, and all the lobby furniture and things had tags on them, you know, for a move. However, when I went to see Rick Kogan at his desk, because I was giving him the new building pass, there's not one thing has been packed. And it started stressing me out because
it's Kogan's desk.
Right. And so I don't know how long they've been at that desk, but writers in general are pack rat type people.
Yeah, they found Ryko was in that pile.
Piles everywhere. And I said, you're going to need some help here. And he didn't have any time for that comment.
Nah.
I was on the third floor.
So the newsroom, is it all boxed up?
Well, I was just looking for stuff to steal.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, that's different.
June 8th, by the way, will be the last day for the newspaper in the building.
Because is it 3, 4, and 5 where there are floors? No, some people are on 11 as well. I don't know. They're spread out.
I get papers tossed to me every day, and they dump them by the engineering office over here, and I go pick them up and distribute them. There was no one to distribute them.
How about that?
I was like, anybody want a paper? Oh, hi, Ben. You know.
The final days of the Tribune Tower. And again, we wanted to stay. But the people that bought the building are mean.
Yeah. My on-air light is broke, by the way, so nobody knows if I'm on the air or not.
Your what broke?
My on-air light.
Oh, well, there's nobody up there to storm into your studio.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so yeah, that's true. Nobody's going to pop in.
If you ever wanted to shoot like a crime drama, it would be good to shoot it on the seventh floor now.
No.
Kind of spooky.
Get away from me.
At 6:46, you heard the Charlie Brown music because it's Kid of the Week, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. And we welcome to the program Grace Payton Tauber. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Grace?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Where are you headed this morning? Sounds like you're in the car.
No, I'm just in my living room.
Oh, you're at the house. Okay. Well, we got kind of a funky phone line. Grace, I just want to congratulate you quickly and say hi. I know you're a modest person. But Grace, you know Abigail Grace, my granddaughter.
Yes.
Grace is a wonderful name. But there's a little pressure that goes with the name Grace. Can you live up to the name Grace? Let me tell you about our friend Grace Tauber here. She's kind and compassionate. She plays basketball, soccer, lacrosse, and flute in the orchestra. Sings in the choir as well. How do you have time for all that, Grace?
I don't know. I have a very, very little extra time because it's like I have to go to this and then I have to go to that and then I'm like driving all over the place.
So when you get out of, what time do you get out of school?
3 o'clock.
And I'm guessing you're going from 3 o'clock on, right? With the exception of dinner?
Yeah.
And don't you have homework you have to do as well?
I do, but I usually have from 3, I take the bus home, and then I do my homework, and then I go to my sport, and then I eat dinner.
Do you like being this busy?
I don't necessarily like being this busy, but I like playing I like doing all the stuff that I do.
Right, that's the sacrifice, right? If you're going to do all that stuff, you're going to be busy. What about the artist part? I heard you're a pretty good artist as well. What do you do? Do you draw, paint?
I like to paint.
And what type of stuff?
It's usually just like random stuff that just popped into my head and I just want to like put it down on canvas.
That's how art inspiration happens. Now, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Is that seventh grade?
I'm going into seventh grade.
Going in seventh grade. So what's the last thing you painted? What was it of?
I painted Hamilton.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. Have you seen the play?
Yes.
And how great was that?
It's amazing.
It's just amazing. That's right. And the cool thing is you could be 12 and love it. You could be 82 or 92 and love it as well. Everybody loves Hamilton. And I understand you're doing pretty well grade-wise. Give me your grades. What do you got?
I think my lowest grade right now is an A or a 95.
Lowest grade is an A. Not the highest grade, Dave. The lowest grade is an A. So let's review. Grace is playing basketball, soccer, lacrosse, and does flute as well. She sings in the choir. She's a talented artist. She gets A's in school. She bakes for charity. She's an altar girl at church. And you just donated a bunch of your hair for one of these Locks of Love type charities for cancer victims, right?
Yep.
I'm a pretty good kid.
That's pretty good. Which of the sports do you like the best?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Right. Do you score goals, or are you more of a defender?
Well, they usually put me as a defender, but sometimes I get to go score goals.
Cool. Well, here's the thing, Grace. I think about kids who would like to do more stuff, but maybe don't have the confidence to do that and don't feel like they'd be good at it, so they shouldn't try it. What do you say to kids like that?
I think that you should just go for it and just give it a shot.
Why not, right? You don't want to be looking back and miss out, so why not try? Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and your mom and dad are Rick and Sheila, right?
Yep.
All right, well, make sure you give your dad and mom a hug. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure, because I have so many different options. I just don't know.
Do you have any idea what college you want to go to? Because Mr. Innett here can get you into Northwestern. It's just one phone call.
It'd be a good choice.
I want to go to Duke.
Oh, Duke.
Duke, okay.
Duke. Well, that's no slouch school either.
No.
And you watch Duke basketball? You know, that's what they're famous for.
Yes, every year.
And you know how to pronounce the coach's last name?
No.
No one does.
Just K.
Including the coach. It's an honor to have you on the show. Congratulations. You're the kid of the week. We got some pizza for you from Lou Malnati's. We also have an Apt gift card from Apt Electronics. And you can get some new earbuds or whatever there. But anyway, thanks for being on it. Thanks for being a great kid.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You have a great day.